We connect you to the people, the events, and the communities of northern Minnesota. This is member-supported KAXE, KBXE. Towns around our region are swelling with visitors. It's almost the 4th of July. We're in the heat of the summer. After the pandemic, this is a much-needed economic boost for our towns. Joining us now, he's the master of lobster mac and cheese, as well as president of the Brainerd Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Matt Killian. Hi, Matt. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, and thanks for bringing up the mac and cheese. I'm still smarting over my loss for the second harvest, Chef's Galen, but I gave it my best shot.
That's right. They raised a lot of money for a good cause, and your lobster mac and cheese was great. I snuck a taste. So we were all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We were all down in the Brainerd Lakes area raising money for people that are food insecure, and it was a great event. And when I met you there, I said, let's talk about what's happening in the Brainerd area. I wonder if we can start with talking about what the role of a Chamber of Commerce is and what it is in Brainerd. Looking at your website, you say you have a mission to strengthen businesses that strengthen our communities. What do you see your role as?
So that's probably the most distilled way that we can talk about it. But another way that I often like to talk about the chamber is we focus on profitability for our small businesses today in order to achieve prosperity for our communities tomorrow. So we know that when our small businesses in all of northern Minnesota do well, our communities do well, and those businesses create good jobs and give back. And the chamber is with them every step of the way to make sure that they're strengthened from the inside out and the outside in.
Let's talk a little bit about tourism. We're in the heat of the summer. 4th of July is this weekend. Is Brainerd packed with visitors? How are things going?
Well, absolutely, we're packed with visitors. And in fact, I'm sitting here looking at Highway 371 and thinking that people are getting an early start on the 4th of July weekend. No, the tourism has really come roaring back. It never really left us, even through the pandemic. But when you look at 2020, especially 2021 and the summer, tourism and lodging businesses have enjoyed the best summers that they have in quite a long time, maybe ever, because people are just longing for travel and to connect with family and friends again. So tourism is definitely back and better than ever.
And how about jobs? Is it a struggle to find people to fill jobs, or how are things going there?
Yeah, you know, that's been a common refrain throughout COVID and now post-COVID, so to speak. There is a record low unemployment rate between 2% and 3%, which is normally a great economic indicator, but there's a lot of people that have left the workforce. And so you have every business virtually in every industry, but especially in hospitality. They're short-staffed. A lot of the small business owners are doing those jobs that they typically hired other people to do. A lot of good opportunities for young people to get their feet wet and learn what it is, how to work, how to provide good customer service. But we definitely have a workforce shortage in hospitality and really in all industries. And so my message to your listeners would be, if you have a son, a daughter, a grandson, and daughter, niece, nephew, if they're sitting around saying, you know, there's not a lot to do in the summer, I'm bored, I would say there's great jobs available that are very flexible, they're good paying, and the businesses really need those workers.
We're talking with Matt Killian this morning. He is the president of the Brainerd Lakes Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk about economics or growth. Are there new businesses coming in? What things are you excited about?
You know, overall, I would say I'm just excited that you're seeing growth in all areas of the economy. So there's no doubt that there are challenges. We've just talked about workforce, supply chain issues. I think America has never been so educated on the supply chain as we are right now. And then, of course, inflation. And we're all familiar with the high prices at the gas pumps and all of that. But overall, when we look out into the landscape of the Brainerd Lakes area and beyond, you're seeing business growth in all sectors. So whether it's tourism like we just talked about, or you know, retail, manufacturing, professional services, they see tremendous opportunities. And so when I look at the Brainerd Lakes area, not necessarily just looking at businesses that are coming here, and people always talk about when are we going to get the Red Lobster or whatever, but you see a lot of small businesses grow. And, you know, it's hard to make it. It's hard to make it as a small business. If you can last 2 or 3 years, that's a huge achievement, and it usually bodes well for your future. But a lot of small businesses struggle in their first couple of years, too. So when we see businesses hang on and see opportunities and grow, especially locally owned businesses, that really warms our hearts and makes us believe that our economic future is optimistic, and we're looking forward to what the future might bring.
I heard you laugh when you said Red Lobster. I don't know why that's always been kind of the rumor of Brainerd, isn't it, that a Red Lobster is coming? Like, that's the going to be the thing.
Yeah, I've been here for 8 years. I keep on hearing about Red Lobster. I would point to a lot of other local restaurants that do similar offerings, but that seems to be the holy grail. If we could just get the Red Lobster, we finally made it. But I don't have any scoop for you there, Heidi.
Well, I've been hearing that for like 20 years about Red Lobster and Brainerd, which just kind of cracks me up for some reason. Because you're right, there's some long-standing restaurants that have been there, new restaurants that have come in, cool stuff going on. So you talked about new business. It's hard to start a new business. So what kind of things does the Chamber do to kind of help someone who might want to start a business in Brainerd?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that when you talk about small businesses, you got to think about the membership of the Chamber. So we have about 1,100 business members. They are all over the lakes area, but we have chambers also in Pequot Lakes and Cross Lake, as well as our Welcome Center south of town. So we look at the Brainerd Lakes area as being maybe a 20-25 mile radius around Brainerd. And when those small businesses join the chamber, the first thing that they're looking for is visibility and credibility. So they want to announce that they're open. They want people to know what they offer and get a chance to expose themselves to a lot of new customers, new potential customers. And then beyond that, really just helping them along with the functions of running the business, referrals, getting trained in business ownership and leadership. We have a program called the Blue Ox Business Academy that does that. And, you know, we're just there for them in every step of the way. So we get a lot of calls at the chamber, a lot of emails asking for referrals or assistance or where can I get this or that. And we're always happy to give those that advice and those referrals. And I would say to everyone who's listening, if you have a question about the Brainerd Lakes area, even if it's a trivia question or whatever about the businesses, we can put you in touch with the right people and get those answers.
I wonder if you could tell us about a couple of businesses that are, you know, maybe under the radar in the Brainerd area that we might not hear of, but that are doing well and employing a lot of folks.
Yeah, the one area that I would point to, and I'll give you a couple of business examples down there, but one of the areas that I would certainly point to is downtown Brainerd. So a lot of times when you think of the Brainerd Lakes area, what we think about is the lake communities. So you think about Nisswa and Pequot Lakes and Cross Lake, and they have great experiences. We have chambers in both Pequot Lakes and Cross Lake. But in the last few years, we've really focused on the revitalization of Brainerd's downtown. And we did that through a contest that potential business owners could apply. They went through a consulting process, a Shark Tank type judging at the end, and we were able to take 20 empty storefronts and turn it into zero empty storefronts in about 5 years. And so when you think about Brainerd, a lot of times you don't think about downtown Brainerd, but there is absolutely a revitalization, a renaissance down there. And a couple of businesses I might point out would be the winners of our contest. So the Knotty Pine Bakery, which is the first and only bakery in Brainerd and Baxter, and they, she does a wonderful job. Her name is Marie Kirsch. Another one is the Purple Fern Bath Company. So she likes to say if you take a shower or a bath, that you're a potential customer. And she does a lot of her own soaps and scrubs and candles and things like that. And then also the Crowing Food Co-op, that was the third winner of our contest. We did it 3 years. And just a great place downtown for local organic food and both things that you can buy for your kitchen and your pantry, all the way up to ready-made meals. And the list goes on. Heidi, I could give you probably 15 other businesses down there. But the point I would make is that don't overlook downtown Brainerd, because it's making an epic comeback.
It is the 4th of July. Brainerd usually does it upright. Are there events all over the place?
There certainly are. And we talked about that a little bit offline. Just about every community has a 4th of July celebration. A couple that I would point out, Pequot Lakes, the Pequot Lakes Chamber of Commerce has the Stars and Stripes Days. With a parade and fireworks. And then you look all the way down 371. Nisswa also has a series of events down there. They always do a great job. Brainerd has had the 4th of July parade for just about forever. We're a sponsor of that year to year, and Brainerd Community Action does a good job. But, you know, when people are up here, people that might be listening, okay, how do I find all these events and decide which one to go to? I would point to explorebrainerdlakes.com. That's our tourism-facing website, explorebrainerdlakes.com. And our staff just published an article that goes through all of the different 4th of July events and happenings and festivals and parades. And you can choose the one that's right for you. But I think this area is the 4th of July capital of Minnesota with everything that we have going on. It's great for families. It's great to reflect on the birth of our country and our independence, and it's just one of my favorite times of year.
Any traditions you and your family do for the 4th?
Yeah, that's a great question. Every 4th of July, Madden's and Cragans collaborate on a fireworks over Gull Lake, and they do it on the Pine Beach Peninsula. We have a pontoon that we have a slip on Love Lake, which is just adjacent to Gull Lake. So we take some friends out on the pontoon. We have some snacks and beverages, and we watch the fireworks every year from Gull.
Sounds great. It's Matt Killian, Brainerd Lakes Chamber President. You can find more information at brainerdlakeschamber.com. Matt, thanks for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'd love to do it again.
Sounds good. You are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. It's KEXE, KBXE, member-supported radio for northern and central Minnesota.